The governor wants Wisconsin to be known for providing good health care. The coverage goal is 98%. Jim Doyle also wants the state to keep its dairy status. The two goals sometimes conflict when farmers cannot get insurance.
Rising insurance rates are driving many out of agriculture altogether. These are hardworking families and need relief.
Starting in April, farmers, milk haulers, and other workers in agriculture will be able to pick one of six health care options through a co-op plan put together by farmers for farmers. Coverage will be provided by Aetna, an insurance company which last year ranked number two in Fortune magazine's Most Admired Companies list. Traditionally, insurance companies have considered farmers risky to insure. Aetna's Michael Sisk says federal financing eased cost considerations. The task now is to convince 70,000 producers in the state to consider signing up for the program.
To be successful, it needs to be stable and it's got to have significant duration, and it is our expectation to be involved in this for many years to come.
Changes in state law had to be made to allow the program. They were pushed through by the Wisconsin Federation of Cooperatives, an agency directed by Bill Oimekin.
We're not trying to provide a bargain basement plan. We could have done that a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and farmers would not have been any better off in the state.
Oimekin says the Farmers Health Cooperative of Wisconsin will provide comprehensive coverage at a competitive cost. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.